The Imperial Palace, Terra. His father waited for him at the summit of the oldest stronghold on Terra. The Bab Bastion was an irregular cylinder of rock that rose to the roof of the world like a finger pointing to the heavens. In the long millennia of old night, warlords, kings, and tyrants had made it their refuge, and even they had called it old. Now it was an ugly relic surviving amongst the growing sprawl of the Imperial Palace, a blunt reminder of barbarity fused into a monument to illumination and unity. Sigismund wondered whether now the barbarity of the old fastness would triumph over the palace that had tried to tame it. The old ways and necessities are come again, he thought, as they always do. War had been the only constant of existence since mankind first walked under the rays of this sun, and it would last long after that same sun burnt to a cold ember. Of that he was certain. The wind that blew across the bastion top was cold and scented by spices carried from the work camp on the distant mountain slopes. Above him, clouds scudded through a brightening blue sky, and a chill dawn light fell across the bare skin of his face. It was a face that might have been handsome, but war and genecraft had carved it to a different end. Noble features were spread across a blunt face, the skin pitted, and the flesh under the right eye chewed by a scar that ran down the cheek to the jaw. But it was the eyes most people noted, bright sapphire blue, and lit by hard intensity. Clad in burnished gold battle plate, swathed in a white surcoat, crossed in black, he bore the marks and honours of 100 wars like a second skin. In battles across the stars, he had never been defeated. From the gladiatorial pits of the World Eaters to the conquest of star clusters, he had demonstrated what it was to be a warrior of the Imperium. In another time, he would have been the greatest warrior of his age, but in these times he was merely the strongest son of the being who waited for him by the tower's parapet. Rogal Dawn glimmered in the brightening light, standing head and shoulders taller than Sigismund. The Primarch of the Imperial Fists was a demigod, clad in adamantine and gold. Beside Dawn stood an astropath, a hunger-thin woman whose bent spine showed clearly under the green silk of her robe. Neither said anything, but Sigismund could feel that a conversation had just ended, the severed tension still hanging in the air. He knelt, the wind stirring his tabard against his armour.
"My thanks, mistress." Dawn nodded to the withered astropath, who bowed and walked away. "Rise, my son," he added.
Sigismund rose slowly and looked up at his father. Dark eyes glittered at him from a face of hard lines and unreadable stillness. Dawn smiled grimly. Sigismund knew what that meant. It meant the same as it had every day since they had returned to Terra.
"There is no word, my lord?" asked Sigismund.
"None.
The warp storms, occluding the..."
"Would make communication unlikely, yes."
Dawn turned away. Out beyond the battlement, an eagle turned against the cold blue sky, skimming the edge of a plume of drifting smoke. Dawn's eyes followed it, tracing the spiral of its flight as it rose on a column of warm air. It had been many weeks since Dawn had heard and seen the evidence of his brother's treachery. Sigismund remembered the rage in his father's eyes. It was still there, he knew, wrapped in will and buried beneath layers of control. He knew it because it burned in him, a bright echo of his father's cold fury. Dawn had wanted to go and confront Horus himself, to hear the traitor's confession and bring retribution with his own hands. But duty had held him back. Duty to the Emperor and the Imperium, that Horus now sought to destroy.
They had returned to Terra. But Dorn had sent his sons as emissaries of his anger. He had named it a retribution fleet. 30,000 Imperial Fists and over 500 warships had struck out towards Istvan, a force great enough to subdue 100 worlds, bearing a brother's wrath. Now a second force from many legions gathered to strike at Istvan, but no word had come from the retribution fleet. "Word will come, my lord. The galaxy does not simply swallow a third of a legion."
"Does it not?" Dorn turned his dark eyes on Sigismund. "War amongst the legions, Horus a traitor, the ground under our feet becomes the sky. Can we be sure that we know anything for certain?"
"You have been listening too much to the worries of the council, my lord," said Sigismund in a level voice. "Fear surrounds us," he thought. It ran through the halls of Terror like a cold wind. It ran through the hive sumps of Nord America and through the whisper colonnades of Europa. It spread in glances, rumour, and in the silence of fears left unsaid. It was everywhere, and it was growing. Horus's treachery had shaken all assumptions of loyalty and truth in the Imperium. In a single moment, everything had become unsure. Who else had sided with Horus? Who could be trusted? What would happen? The questions went on without answer. As he looked into his father's eyes, Sigismund reflected that knowing some of the answers gave little comfort. "The fleet will arrive at Istvan, and whatever happens to them, they will endure. They are your sons."
"Do you now regret returning here?" asked Dorn.
"No, my place is here," he said, looking back into his father's face. Command of the Imperial Fists sent to Istvan had been Sigismund's, but it was a duty that he had not taken. He had asked instead to return to Terra. Dorn had trusted his son and acceded to his plea without question. He had kept the real reason to himself, sensing that his father would not understand. Sigismund barely understood it himself, but he had made his decision. That deception had weighed on Sigismund like penitent chains ever since. Dorn smiled.
"So certain, so little doubt," he said.
"Doubt is the greatest weakness," Sigismund frowned. Dorn raised an eyebrow.
"Quoting my own words is unsubtle flattery, or a very subtle rebuke."
"The truth is a many-edged blade," quoted Sigismund in a flat voice. Dorn's laughter blew across the platform like brief thunder.
"Now you really are trying to provoke me," growled Dorn, but the words still held a note of laughter.
He gripped Sigismund's shoulder.
"Thank you, my son," he said, his voice grave again. "I am glad you are here."
For a moment, Sigismund thought of telling him the truth, of telling him why he had returned to Terra. Then his father looked away, and the feeling passed.
"And there is more for you here than keeping me from melancholy."
Dorn's eyes had gone to the stars glittering on the horizon's edge, his gaze fixed on where a red spark flickered like a cooling cinder.
"It has reached us," he said. "The treachery is at our threshold."
"The reports are true, then? Mars is falling?"
"Yes."
Sigismund felt anger coil through him at the thought of an enemy so close to the heart of the Imperium. The hate built within him, running through his limbs in a hot wave, feeding on lesser emotions until it was a focused line of barely shackled fire. It was this inner fire that had made him a warrior without peer beneath the Emperor and the Primarch, whose flesh he shared. For a moment he felt as he had before the encounter on the Phalanx, before everything had changed. He let out a long breath. "I will grind the Martian traitors to dust." Dorn shook his head.
"There is no time. For now we must secure what we need for the defence of Terra, the armour from Mondus Oculum and Mondus Gamma.
Sigismund nodded. If they had no allies remaining amongst the Martian adepts, it would be a punishing task. Punishing, but straightforward. My resources?
You have four companies, and Camber Diaz will go with you.
To shackle my temper, snarled Sigismund, seeing the wisdom in his father's order, even as it pulled at his pride.
All of us need others to balance us.
Dorn inclined his head slightly. Is that not so, my son?
Sigismund thought of the flicker of uncertainty he had seen in his father's eyes, and of the real reason he had asked to return to Terra.
He stands at the centre of a storm of fear and betrayal, he thought, and I must stand with him, no matter what is to come.
It will be done, my lord, he said,
and knelt at his father's feet.
Of that I am certain, said Rogel Dorn.